Thank you for coming. Today I'm going to talk about the project we worked on at North Dakota State University that looked at the nutritional environment. And this is only just a small part of the data we collected. And we collected a large amount of data, but we're just going to specifically look at the does socioeconomic status influence healthy eating promotions in restaurants? I have no disclosures. So I'll just give a brief study background, and I'll go into our methods and our results. The nutrition environment, or what we consider or defined as where people buy and eat food outside the home, could possibly be contributing to nutritional behaviors. And again, could possibly be contributing to the increases in specific chronic diseases, particularly obesity and cardiovascular diseases. The present study investigated one subcategory of the nutrition environment, and that is the consumer nutrition environment, or what the consumer experiences within the restaurant itself. We wanted to see if the food promotions were different amongst between restaurant types, fast food, and sit down, and we wanted to look at differences across SES neighborhoods. So we surveyed 187 restaurants in the Fargo, North Dakota area from April to August 2009. 93 were classified as full-service restaurants, and we defined full-service as offer table service with wait staff who took the consumer's order at a table and served the consumer throughout the menu or throughout the meal. 94 were classified as fast food. And we define fast food as offered minimal service and food is supplied quickly after ordering at a counter, or order is taken at a counter and then supplied quickly at a table. For our study, we utilized the Nutrition Environment Survey Restaurants, or NIMS R tool, from a previous research and development. The tool has been found to have high degrees of inter rater and test retest reliability, and also has been shown to reveal significant differences across restaurant types and SES classifications in a much larger community. When it was developed down in Atlanta, and we wanted to see if this tool would be useful for us for our needs. We utilized this tool to see if it would fit our needs. Anybody knows anything about the NIMS R tool? There's about, I think, 9 to 10 pages to it, so it's a pretty lengthy tool. So we only utilized a few questions, and the first one what we looked at was: is nutritional environment available, or is nutritional information available? And we exhausted every avenue for this question. We looked for information on poster boards, in brochures, on menus, on tray liners. Wherever you think nutritional information could be, we looked. If we couldn't find any, then we asked a wait staff or a manager if any nutritional information was available on site. Next, we wanted to look at the following. Do signs, table tents, promotions, or displays, and menus highlight healthy menu options? And an example of this could be a sign or an indicator that highlights a healthy menu option. Subway uses the apple to highlight their low-calorie, low-fat items. So that would classify as highlighting a healthy menu option. Also underneath these category, do signs, table tents, displays, and menus encourage healthy eating? And an example of this could be, a sign that would say, "Mama says eat your greens." This obviously would be a sign that encourages somebody to eat their green vegetables. Also, do signs, table tents, display, and menus encourage unhealthy eating? So anything that highlighted or promoted fried foods would classify as unhealthy eating. That would be an example. Also, do signs, table tents, and displays, and menus encourage overeating? And this would be the promotion or encouragement of consuming a more of already high-fat food or high-calorie food. So a common sign we found in Fargo between McDonald's was a sign that displayed the quarter pounder of cheese next to the double quarter pounder and cheese. And this would encourage overeating because you're already encouraging somebody to consume a product that is already high in fat and high in calories. We also wanted to see if restaurants encourage supersizing or large portions. And we also wanted to look at all-you-can-eat and unlimited trips. And we did exclude salad bars and free drink refills from this. Two regionally trained NIMS raters visited each restaurant. For a breakdown of how long it took to collect the data, it took about 25 minutes for fast food and 35 minutes for a sit-down or full service. And for our analysis, we utilized the chi-square to look at distribution between fast food and full service and across SES. Now, we divided Fargo up into its elementary school boundaries, and this is how we classified socioeconomic status. Low SES was considered an area that had 40% or equal to or greater than 40% of free and reduced school lunches. And from that, four school boundaries were considered low SES, with 107 restaurants falling in those four school boundaries, 53 of them being fast food and 54 being full service. For moderate, 21 to 39% of schools that had free and reduced lunches and 10 school boundaries fell within the moderate range, with 62 restaurants falling within those boundaries, 25 being fast food and 37 being full service. And for high SES, it was considered 20%, equal to 20% or less free and reduced school lunches. And only six schools were considered high SES, with only 18 restaurants falling within those boundaries, 15 being fast food and 3 being full service. Now, what we found is chi-square tests showed that fast food restaurants offer nutritional information more often than full service. We were kind of surprised about this a little bit because we felt that full service would probably offer nutritional information more than fast food. But chi-square showed otherwise. Also, fast food were more significantly likely to encourage healthy eating, 27% compared to 1%. They also were more likely to highlight healthy menu options, 26% versus 1%. However, they did encourage unhealthy eating more often, 36% versus 17%. They also encouraged overeating more often, 45% versus 29%. And they also offered supersizing more often, which we weren't surprised about this either. But full-service restaurants did offer all-you-can-eat more often than fast food. Now, looking at SES across the board, I do need to make a remark that we have a typo. High SES should be 35% of nutritional information, not 5%. With that said, it wasn't significant across the board for nutritional information. But it was significant in all other categories for high SES compared to the others, especially for encourage healthy eating and highlighting healthy menu options. High SES also encouraged unhealthy eating more often and encouraged overeating and supersizing more often as well. We also looked at SES areas compared to the others. So for low versus moderate, only thing that was significant was the availability of nutritional information, 25% versus 12%. For low versus high, the only thing that we found was that was significant was the encouraging healthy eating, 38% versus 11%, highlighting healthy menu options, 50% versus 10%, encouraging unhealthy eating, 54% versus 24%, and encouraging supersized items or large portions, again, high SES, 54% versus low SES, 34%. We also looked at moderate versus high, and the things that were significant, again, was the availability of nutritional information, and high SES should read 35%, not 5%, versus 12%. Encouraged healthful eating, 38% versus 10%. Highlighting healthy menu options, 50% versus 8%. Encouraged unhealthy eating, 54% versus 18%. Encouraged overeating, 55% versus 25%. And encouraged supersized items or large portion, high SES was 54% compared to moderate at 22%. So this research shows that food promotions and nutritional information are quite prevalent in fast food restaurants, at least in the Fargo, North Dakota area, and more so in high SES locations. However, not all promotions encourage healthy eating habits and could be giving a mixed message of healthful and unhealthful eating. In contrast, full-service restaurants rarely offered nutritional information, instead promoted all-you-can-eat and overeating. Without the availability of nutritional information in all restaurants and inconsistent eating promotions among SES neighborhoods, it could be difficult for people to make an informed choice and apply personal responsibility for maintaining a healthy diet and weight. The overarching premises is that the individual nutritional behaviors could be affected by how the consumer environment promotes their eating behaviors and if nutritional information is provided to the consumer so informed choices can be made. I have some acknowledgments. The first four, I'd like to thank for their help in developing maps and lists that were needed. Dr. Ligori for assisting me with the project and the department in general. Oops. We have questions. Yes. No, we did. We had a specific standard we used. It came from the NIMS manual. And I think like a hamburger had to be under like 650 calories and so much fat. But everything was very specific. Yes. We do have that data, but we haven't looked at it yet. We have a bunch of data we still need to go over. But that's a good idea. Yes.
In your research, in a broader sense, did you look at what was being advertised in the environment versus choices? The actual choice that was, say, presumably influenced by the environment.
You mean the...
So if you walk into a Burger King and there's all these advertisements, like what do people end up buying? Because it's one thing to say there's healthy and unhealthy options or highlights, but, you know, on the flip side, probably what matters equally, if not more, depending on your view of the time, is what people actually do with that information.
Yeah, we didn't look at that.
Yeah,
we're just evaluating the environment. That's probably our next step we're going to do, is to do that, but that's probably a year down the road right now. Any other questions? Yes.
I'm curious if it was difficult, if any of the restaurants were questioning what you were doing there, or if you were
We only did about 86% of the restaurants. The others, the 30-some-odd percent or whatever, kind of kicked us out and asked us, you know, no, we're not interested, could you, you know, because we gave them the choice to let us come in or not.
So you were open when you went in and said we're going to step to you?
Yes, we told them what we were going to do. We were very specific, and, you know, most people, open arms, come on in. However, there were a few that were kind of closed off. Any other questions? No?